Good afternoon. I'll bring the property committee to order. And if we may, on September 26th, if we may please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Dunn. Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Mezquit.
Present.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Wigand. Director Bilodeau?
Present.
Before I'm good for me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there any items, Daniel, that have been received too late to be agenda?
There are not, Director Sheldon.
Thank you. And we'll now go to our visitor comments. Any member of the public would like to speak on an item that is not on the agenda pertaining to the district?
Hey, we'll listen to you now.
Hearing none, we'll move on to our consent. Is there a motion on the consent?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, great. We have a motion and a second. Please take the roll.
If we could have a second from a member of the committee, it's Sheldon Meeks, John Yeo, and Green.
I'm sorry, Madam Mayor. We need a second from the member of the committee right now.
Jung, no second.
No problem. Thank you.
Jung, second.
Thank you.
Roll call.
You, Brad.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Thank you. So, Dan, our next item under items for consideration. Is there a staff presentation on this item?
Yes, I do have a report for this. So, Director Sheldon, members of the committee, Corona Recreation operates a fishing concession at Warner Basin. You may all know. They're under lease through September 2026. So over the years, they've raised safety concerns about overgrown trees surrounding the leased premises. And I think they last counted at 170 ficus and eucalyptus trees. So again, due to these safety concerns, the lessee has requested rent credit to pay for the necessary tree trimming services. I just want to note that the lease technically does state that the landscaping responsibility does fall with the lessee. However, back in 2020, the property committee previously determined that due to the scope of the job, the amount of trees, that it was appropriate for the district to support Corona Recreation and help pay for the tree trimming services. So as a result, the board has approved rent credits in the past for tree trimming services in 2020, $16,000, 2022, up to $19,000, and in 2023, up to $27,000. So at this time, staff does find the current request is consistent with the prior board recommended or prior board actions and recommends two items for the board's consideration. Authorized rent credit for $27,000 for the tree trimming services retained by Corona Recreation. And second one is to delegate authority to the general manager to approve future requests at the general manager's discretion. And this would allow staff to respond more quickly to the requests of Corona Recreation.
So thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Any questions from the committee?
Does that seem like a lot?
It has gone up progressively. So from 2020 to current dates, it's actually consistent with what was proposed in 2023,
right?
$27,000. At the time we did that request, we did receive multiple bids. That was the lowest one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So
we did get.
So as long as it didn't go up from there, we would have made them do get multiple bids again, but it wasn't the case.
Just seems.
It does seem high, yeah. But there are a lot of trees that they're trimming.
From my experience, it's very much more expensive than one might think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're very tall trees.
Yeah, that's true.
Any other questions?
I have a question. How long has it been since they trimmed the trees?
Last time was 2023, Director Meeks. So 2 years.
So it's only been a couple of years?
It's been 2 years.
I don't know what kind of problems they're having, but that seems like not a lot of time. You know, like a 5-year tree trimming cycle is a little more typical unless there's a particular issue you're trying to keep trees away from, power lines, whatever. So is there a reason it needs to be done now?
I think it's more preventative. That's what I've been told from Corona Recreation. They had an incident back in 2023 where a branch fell near one of their customers. It didn't hurt anybody, but it was close enough where they really wanted to get ahead of it. So that didn't happen again. I feel that that is still the case. That's why they want to be more preventative and do this every couple of years. But you are correct. It does seem rather, I'm not sure how often one should cut trees or trim trees in that area, but the last time was 2 years ago.
Okay. I mean, I can support this, but I would like to get a recommendation from the arborist doing the tree trimming as to what, you know, based on the health of the trees and the conditions right now, what is a long-term plan for the tree trimming cycle?
Yes, I could request that. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Is that a motion?
Excuse me, we have other questions possible. Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions of the committee?
Dr. Yeo, is his hand raised?
Director Yeo, yes.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Shelton. My question is similar to Director Meeks and its answer on the first part. The second part is related to general manager's authority. That's consistent with our BOR manual, right? That I think it's up to $49,999, something like that. So yeah. If that's consistent, can somebody confirm that? That's our board policy, right? That within the general manager's delegated authority, somewhere between 25,000 and 49,999, if I remember it correctly.
Yeah, for hiring a consultant, general manager can go up to $20,000 if it's budgeted. For equipment purchases, the general manager can go up to $50,000 if it's budgeted. So,
professional services, I think, is also 50, and then for R&D, I think the general manager has delegated authority. So it's kind of depends on the type of agreement, Director Hill.
Okay, so this is considered services.
Yeah, this is general services, so I think it would probably 20.
Okay, just want to make sure that that's consistent with the policy that we have. Thank you.
Before I turn to Director Green for a motion, are there any other comments from the committee? Great. Do you have a motion, Director Green?
Well, I was asking Director Meeks if she had made the motion, then I was going
to
second.
She made a recommendation to add, so why don't you add her statement to your motion, and then we'll have a second.
Okay, I'll move that.
Okay, so we'll have a motion to which incorporates the recommendation from, or the statement from Director Meeks, that the arborist have a plan of going forward. We can clarify that. Is that correct, Director Meeks?
Yes.
I had a similar thought as well. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Great. All right, we have a motion and a second. Please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Dunn?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Reed?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Great. And I'll just say, let's put this on the agenda for the consent. I know we'll get to that item later. Now, moving on to our informational items. Yes, let's learn about the Imperial Highway.
All right, did I have an update, Director Sheldon? Update on the traffic engineering work for the Imperial property. So our consultants, Dudek and Wood Rogers, they have been evaluating potential access configurations. However, in our last meeting with them, they pointed to significant challenges. Specifically, the proposed options could lead to major queuing and congestion on Imperial Highway. And so that is obviously raising concerns with Dudek. And they're concerned ultimately that Caltrans would not approve any of those options. And so last week, I had a discussion with Dudek on what the next step would be. They did propose a more complex alternative, but that would involve a major redesign of the SR-91 and Imperial Highway interchange. So that also includes a new connection to the east side Imperial Highway, which is owned by Caltrans, the parcel there. So while this concept could improve congestion on Imperial Highway, it would require substantial redesign and Caltrans coordination. So at this stage, the talks have been preliminary with Dudek to go forward with that proposed option, and they've yet to actively pursue it. So that is connected to what I'm going to say next. To date, the district has spent $14,500, a little over that, of the $19,800 budget for this study. If the board chooses to further evaluate this concept, the more complex concept that Dudek is proposing, we would have to have an additional budget for that. The amount's still to be determined. So just want to point out, currently staff will be discussing this option in more detail with DUDEC in the coming weeks. And once we understand the feasibility of the option, we'll report back to the committee. And that
I have a question and a suggestion, but I'm going to hold that for the committee if they have a question for staff. Director Meeks? Okay, thank you. Perhaps we should bring DUDEC in on our next meeting and discuss what they're doing, and then make that then I think we'll have more information to make that determination if we want that enhanced step. That seems to meet with our other committee members. We could do that. And I guess, do you happen to know, were they using the Caltrans property that's in front of our property, between our property and Pearl Harbor? Were they using that property as a part of their queuing and their geometric study?
I am not 100% sure about that. I do believe they were when they discussed it with me.
They were using their land, because they should be.
They should be, yeah. So that was
it. Have they sent you any preliminary drawings?
We have.
Maybe we could disperse those to the committee for our edification.
Sure.
Thank you.
Should I invite DUDEC to the...
I would recommend that. Does the committee share my view on that? Any comments?
I'll support that.
Yeah, I think you'd like to... I'd like
to see the renderings or the schematics
right.
that they have.
Agreed. Right. Yes. Director of Engineering and Public Works here. Okay. All right. Hearing no objections, that would be if we can distribute that information, and we'll put that on the next meeting agenda as an item for consideration. Okay. Great. Long-awaited status update on the Riverwalk project. I think we have some comments from staff, and then we have a presentation from Anaheim. Is that correct?
There was a change of plans during the week. The city did reach out. They won't be giving a presentation on this. However, maybe we recall the last property meeting that the city was to provide a draft MOU. So we've attached that to the packet. And at the direction of the committee, again, we've attached it to the packet. The MOU has been proposed as a framework to guide future negotiations for the project. Staff is still in the process of reviewing it. The city is happy to answer questions, I believe. I think they're on the call, but they won't be giving any.
Okay. I thought they were going to make a presentation.
I did as well, but I think there was a change of plans.
Do you know why they changed the plans?
Can't answer.
Okay. You don't know. Okay. Thank you. They didn't explain that to you.
Right.
Great. Are there any? Well, that's the report. Are there any questions from the committee? I have a suggestion and a comment, but I'm going to wait till the committee makes all of their comments. Any comments
I will make a comment that the project hasn't changed from the last presentation to the committee, and we've been working on the MOU that mirrors the Anaheim Cove's MOU that we kind of kicked off that coordination process. So that's where we're at. It's a game of trying to put together funding and design and all those things. So it's going to be a long time before this project's realized, and we don't really have any additional information or changed plans to share with the committee, but we're happy to, we can roll out the same presentation we did last time at the next committee, if that's what you want. We just don't have anything new.
Thank you. Director Meeks, are there any other comments from the directors? They're present. Any members? I think I see the general manager of Serrano Water District. Are you, any comments?
No comment.
Okay. Thank you. And my suggestion is that this does involve property. This is for Jeremy, if this could be discussed in closed session.
As long as we can tie it back to
leasing
terms, right? Real property acquisition, you know, licenses, easements, real property issues.
Do you think we can do that?
I haven't really gone through. I think yes.
Okay. All right. So I recommend we have this on the agenda for closed session to hash out some issues that relate to what our general counsel just stated. Is there any comments on that or objection to that? That would just be an informal direction to staff. Are there any other comments or objections? Okay, hearing none, that would be the general direction for that. And we'll move on to our next item is the chair's directions, and so we'll put the consent and number three on the both on put the consent on the consent and the other item on the consent. And are there any director comments or reports? Okay, comments or reports? Nothing aqua going on? All right.
There's lots, but
nothing that pertains to this committee. And here are the comments?
No comments.
Thank you. And well, for the good order, we are adjourned. Have a nice day.
So here's